This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Unger Report goes skydiving in a wind tunnel with airspeeds of 120 miles an hour.
Good luck, Rob.
All right, let's go in.
First, though, mad cow in the USA. The discovery of a single infected cow last month has led federal officials to call on trade partners who are major beef-buying importers. A USDA team heads for Mexico today after meetings in Japan and South Korea last week aimed at reassuring those nations that American beef is safe. The U.S. delegation is talking about new techniques to ensure that mad cow does not spread in this country. Among those plans, the Department of Agriculture says it's devised a new national electronic identification system for cattle. Details are not yet final, but Deborah Schifrin reports this will mean enormous change for the beef industry.
Right now in the U.S., there are no standard rules for identifying cattle. Gary Wilson, a purebred Angus producer in Ohio, says the most common type of ID is a cardboard tag attached to the cow's ear.
That is the best form of tracking that we have right now. An ear tag that may be in that cow, it may or may not be transferred from one owner to another. You know, eventually that cardboard tag wears out and it's lost.
That, he says, makes it extremely difficult to track animals when there's a public health risk.
We can either trace that animal in 3 days or it can take 3 or 4 months.
For instance, the USDA is still scrambling to find the majority of the 81 cattle that were in the same herd as the infected Washington cow. Wilson says the recent outbreaks of foot and mouth and mad cow disease in other countries have caused the beef industry to rethink the need for a better tracking system. Wilson himself has been working with the USDA on its plan to develop a national electronic identification program for cattle. But, Wilson says, many in the beef industry have resisted change.
Livestock producers in particular are very independent. We don't like the government being involved in the marketing system, and we certainly don't like being told by the government how we're going to do things.
Some meat producers are especially concerned that a central database would allow competitors to see detailed information about their operation. Dave Warren is president of Emerge Interactive, which runs an electronic database for tracking cattle. He says the fractured nature of the cattle industry has slowed down a high-tech transformation. He says there are over 850,000 meat producers in the U.S., and the average size of a herd is less than 20 cows. Most of these cattle owners don't see the need for an advanced tracking system like his, he says, because selling cattle is only a small part of their income.
They have cattle because they have land, and they have land and they have grass. They actually have other forms of employment, and then they have the animals that whenever the wife may need a new washing machine, they take an animal to market.
And since they are operating on that scale, Warren says, cattle owners don't want to shell out extra money for keeping track of their cows.
Because in the beef industry, an animal will change hands somewhere between 5 and 7 times, there really is no economic reason to continue to trace that animal once you've sold it.
But even the small guys are seeing the bottom drop out of the market since mad cow was discovered here, and they're looking for a technological solution. A small number of cattle are already using what's called RFID, radio frequency identification. It's a passive device that goes on the cow's ear and sends information to a database. The USDA will probably use RFID as part of its new national plan. Each device is about $2.50. But the companies who are suddenly in the spotlight are the ones who are going a step further, like OptiBrand. It just signed a contract with Swift & Co., America's third largest beef and pork processor. OptiBrand CEO Bruce Golden says Swift's cows will soon have their ears tagged, their retinas scanned, and the images linked to a GPS satellite.
The idea is you not only know in an irrefutable way who the animal was, but where it was at, when it was there, who was responsible for it, what other animals were there with it, so that you can trace that animal back through its ownership chain and do this very rapidly.
Then there's the company Digital Angel, whose stock soared last week after the discovery of mad cow in Washington. They make microchips that can be implanted on an animal for tracking, like a VIN number on your car. They also monitor the temperature of the cattle. But despite concerns about health threats, both the cattle industry and the USDA say a new national ID system will be slow to implement. All cattle won't be required to have ID numbers until 2005. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.